Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for a Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking once again with Sean Folkson, CEO of Knight Food Holdings, Inc., stock symbol NGTF, over-the-counter. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jack. Pleasure to be here.
So, Sean, you know, a lot has happened, you know, since our first interview way back in January of we're in 2019, when you were just starting the, you know, the national rollout for the Knight Food ice cream brand. So maybe you can bring our audience up to speed on, you know, some of the current distribution in the markets that you're in now.
Yeah, so much has happened, Jack. So, yeah, when we spoke, I think we had just finished our first production run. That was January, it was mid-January when we spoke. We've done two additional production runs since then, and we've secured and announced distribution in, I think, well, we've secured four of the top 50 supermarket chains in the country. We've announced three of them, which are Meijer, Woodman's, and Lowe's. The next one we probably expect to be able to announce in late August or early September. We actually just found out last week that we had definitively secured distribution there. I suspected that for several weeks, but you know, we don't make announcements until we can and until we know. So four of the top 50 supermarket chains in the country, including Meijer, which is number seven, and this new chain, which is really, really big. And that's just been in the first, you know, 6 months. We've got meetings coming up in July and August and through in September and October with many more of the largest supermarket chains in the country, obviously with our great product and the great story and all the news we have and the sales data that we have. I expect to close just about everybody that I sit with at this point, and we are very much on track for our target, which we've stated publicly, 10,000 points of distribution by March 31st, 2020, which is what is that, 9 months from now?
Right, right. So how many locations are you at right now?
Well, remember, the fourth supermarket chain, which is going to be the most locations, the one we haven't announced yet, hasn't, you know, we haven't shipped that product yet. So we're probably in about 300 locations, give or take, right now. And, you know, the bigger chains, you know, there's chains out there, several chains with over over 1,000 locations, and we're going to be meeting with some of these guys. So, you know, the targets that we're looking to hit, a few of the top 10 chains, and we'll be pretty much most of the way there, and then that'll get filled in with a lot of the other, you know, chains that have, you know, 70 stores here and 50 stores there and 98 stores, you know, somewhere else.
Now, I remember that the last time we spoke, you mentioned that the big, I forgot what this was called, but the main, you know, where they make the main decisions for stocking the shelves, that happens sometime in September, October, you mentioned?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you know, some of them, you know, like I said, I've got a meeting in July, so that's one of the earlier ones. But even the guys that we're meeting with in July, I think their reset of the shelves is in late January. So basically, you know, they're, what is that, 5 or 6 months ahead. And for the most part, you know, when we're meeting with people in September and October, you know, they're going to be looking at resets for, you know, March, February. You know, that's just the way it is in this business. So yeah, you're flying into headquarters. You're meeting with the ice cream category manager. You know, they're looking at their set. They're looking at what's underperforming, what's going to get taken out. They're looking at all the new products out there, and they're looking at what they're going to decide to put on the shelf, you know, 5-6 months down the road. And that's going to be their, typically, they'll do one reset a year. In some cases, they'll do like a mini review a couple of months later, you know, mid-year, to see what's what and see if anything needs to go in or needs to come out. But, you know, the great thing about what we're doing, and we haven't touched on, you know, the recent news, especially with the news that we put out today, but we've got such a unique product and such a unique story you know, there's other brands fighting over trying to just be more delicious or have more exotic flavors or being healthier or cleaner or organic. And all those spaces are already really crowded. But when it comes to nighttime, when it comes to sleep, you know, we're the only company out there. We haven't seen or heard of anybody yet. I think that we are, I think we've got a 12 more months before anybody comes on the scene, probably based on what I'm hearing and seeing. And by then, I mean, we're just going to have run so far away that nobody's ever going to be able to catch us in this space.
So pretty much most of the main action in terms of distribution, those announcements are going to come sometime October, November, after
well,
your meetings.
We could theoretically say things like we did last year, I think. I don't remember the exact timing of it, but, you know, we had met with Meijer. We knew we were going to be in Meijer probably, I don't remember the exact timeline, Jack, but let's say November. But we weren't able to announce that it was Meijer. So we were able to say that, you know, we had this huge supermarket chain that was going to put us in, but we weren't able to announce them. So, yeah, theoretically, it's possible that in October, November, you know, we will be able to make more announcements like that. We may decide to lay off that stuff. I'm not sure. But I think, quite frankly, in my opinion, the bigger announcements, well, maybe not the bigger announcements, but the more immediate and more interesting announcements at that time will be, you know, the kind of revenue that we're able to be churning out, you know, by the time we get to Q4 of this year, I think is just going to be fantastic. So, but yeah, so in terms of people knowing which chains we're in, you know, that will never happen until we're on shelf. So like this supermarket chain with over 250 stores that we just received confirmation on last week, you know, when we're not going to announce who they are. We know who they are, of course, right? But we're not going to announce who they are until we're on shelf. And like I said, I think that's, if I recall correctly, that's going to be September. So in terms of people knowing, you know, whether it was chain A or chain B or this chain or that chain, you know, they probably won't know until Q1, you know, January, February, March in there. That's when they'll start hearing the names of the chains.
Okay, but there's going to be basically some, you know, some important announcements coming up over the next couple of months in terms of the new distribution.
Oh, absolutely. We expect to. Well, again, that's if we decide to do it, right? We don't know. You know, we may decide not to for some reason. I don't think we would. I think, you know, when we get into some of these chains, we're going to want to let people know that we're in there. But again, that's something that'll be a decision for the future. But I do expect more announcements, just like the one we made a week ago today. You know, hey, we got into this other huge chain. They've got 250 stores. We're expecting to go in September. So the announcements, if we do make them, would be, you know, I don't know what the term is in the publishing industry. They'd be vague. You know, we're not going to be able to name people.
Right. So the main thing, though, is that, you know, every time you add one of these new locations, you know, that adds to the revenues. And you released some guidance. I know you were very conservative about, you know, giving any guidance before. Can you talk about that, you know, your fourth quarter revenue guidance?
Yeah, I mean, we're anticipating revenues in excess of $3 million. In Q4 of this year, which is October, November, and December. And we're projecting profitability for that quarter as well. And we're very excited to get there. You know, we've been working hard at this, and to be able to get there that quickly, if we are, which I'm very confident that we will, but of course, this is our prediction of the future. If we're able to accomplish that and go into, you know, 2020, knowing that we're going to be in, you know, this chain and that chain, like I mentioned, you know, whether it's 9,000 stores, 10,000 stores, 11,500 stores, that's going to be quite a first year for us, from manufacturing our first pint on January, I think, 7th or January 8th, to finishing up the year with that kind of a flourish. And that's what we're projecting.
So that's basically, you're going to be closing out the year, you know, at a million a month plus run rate.
That's what we're projecting, yes.
Okay, well, that's you know, very impressive. So now what's really interesting is some of your new product launches that you've announced just today and a couple of days ago. So can you, Sean, can you talk about what the you know about those new products and what that means for your growth going forward?
Right. So the first thing is on Thursday or Wednesday of last week, we announced that we had 8 new flavors in development. 4 of those are full dairy flavors, just like our existing 8 products. So we're expanding the line of night food from 8 to 12 flavors. We haven't announced what those flavors are yet, but we've got some killer names and really popular flavors, you know, in terms of what are the most popular ice cream flavors. These are flavors that are currently popular, and it's the night food take on them, and we think they're going to be amazing. Then we've also got 4 non-dairy flavors. They're plant-based. We use an oat base along with pea protein, and we picked oats because oats have a very good nighttime nutritional profile. We've got 4 flavors that are really far along in development, and we're going to be presenting these at our meetings with the buyers at the major supermarkets starting in August. And these are products that, you know, will probably not be manufactured until we get the orders in the first quarter or late in the fourth quarter of this year. And that's when we'll be manufacturing these products for first appearance on shelf, you know, in that February, March timeframe.
Now, oats, it seems like, you know, the oat or oat milk, I keep hearing about this now. Is this the same sort of based on that type of ingredient?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's based on oats. And oats have a great nighttime profile because they're relatively low glycemic. They're quite filling. They do contain melatonin, and it's just really the perfect platform for what we're trying to do. And then, of course, you know, each flavor is going to be different. It's not like it's going to all taste like oatmeal, right? So, you know, you could have many different flavors built on that nutritional platform, and that's what we're going to be doing.
So that's like a very trendy ingredient now. So this is, I'm assuming this is something that a lot of the supermarkets would be interested in.
Yeah, you know, trendy. I don't love that word. I mean, you happen to be perfectly 100% correct. We're not doing it because it's trendy. We're doing it because it's friendly, sleep friendly. And that's what our goal is. You know, if oats were not so trendy, we would still probably have identified them as something that we wanted to incorporate as the base for our plant-based line.
Now, what about today's announcement, which is the maybe you
yes.
can talk about that.
Yeah. So right. I mentioned last week we've got 8 new SKUs in development, 4 dairy and 4 non-dairy. The announcement today is huge. So we partnered with Michael Clifford of the band 5 Seconds of Summer, and they're absolutely blowing up right now. They've got a huge hit out with Easier, and Michael is just a great guy, but he's a rock star, you know? He's got 10 million Twitter followers, 5 million Instagram followers, and they pay attention, and these fans adore him. And so he found out about us actually through Jordan Jenkins, who is one of our ambassadors. Jordan plays linebacker for the New York Jets. And Jordan and Michael are really good friends. And a couple months ago, Jordan mentioned night food to Michael, who's always snacking at night. And Michael went online and placed an order. And he got his product a couple of days later and was just blown away. And before you knew it, we were on the phone with his people, and then eventually on the phone with Michael, and it evolved into a partnership where not only is he going to be a brand ambassador for us, but we're actually going to be developing a custom flavor with Michael. The R&D work is moving along very nicely, and we just can't wait to bring this product to market. It's what he would want his favorite ice cream flavor to be, and it's going to be huge because once we are able to manufacture it, and our timeline on this is early September. His band 5 Seconds of Summer, they are launching a North American tour. I think it's 41 cities, with 38 or 39 of them are in the United States, and that launches in Cincinnati, which is the home of Kroger, which is the nation's largest supermarket chain. Thought I'd mention that on September 25th, and it's just going to be huge. And he's going to be able to tell all of his fans that they can, you know, hop over to Night Food and order his ice cream. And we're doing kind of a golden ticket giveaway. So a few lucky fans will win prizes. And it's just going to be a fantastic thing. And so basically what we've done is we've entered into the world of doing celebrity flavors. And in fact, we're talking to another celebrity now that I think we're going to close that deal as well. And do a celebrity flavor for him as well. And it's just a great thing. It's, you know, it's a way to bring these brand partnerships, these ambassadorships to a whole new level, you know, bringing these famous people, letting them get involved in the development of their very own ice cream flavor. It's just a very exciting process for them. It goes way beyond the typical kind of ambassador relationship that you can have with a lot of brands. And we just think it's going to bring us a lot of new fans and a lot of, you know, happy long-term customers.
No, it's definitely very interesting. I just looked up, and this some of it, this guy's some of his videos have like 80 million plus views on YouTube, so it's a huge audience.
Yeah, these guys are really big. You know, I know some people don't know who they are. I knew who they were
before this call. I didn't know. I have to admit.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just on the phone with an investment banker, and I asked him if he'd ever heard of Halo Top, and he said no. So, you know, it's what people know and what they don't know. Everybody's in their own. You know, there's a lot of very famous brands or famous people, you know, that I don't know. And we all know our things. But 5 Seconds of Summer, I mean, they're like I said, they're blowing up. And, you know, their videos are getting views. I mean, you know, they're on the Tonight Show a couple of weeks ago, and it's just the right time. I mean, they're going to get a lot bigger, and Michael is going to be a great partner. You can just tell from talking to him how excited he is about this, and it's just really cool. Look, it's really cool for a celebrity to be able to have their own ice cream, you know, and we expect that. Yeah, I mean, right. So we expect that with Michael, and it's nighttime snacking. It's something that everybody. Almost everybody does, so it's very relatable. So with Michael on the team, and now the next person that you know we're hoping to be able to announce here in the next couple of weeks, you know, we think that that's going to open the door. We're going to be contacted by more and more celebrities because it's a really cool way to partner with a brand that you believe in, and it's just going to be tremendous. Certainly, not only for consumer awareness, but you know, when the buyers at the major supermarket chains. See that we're partnering with these huge celebrities, they know that that's going to help support the brand and move it off the shelf. And, you know, to circle back on something I said earlier, when they're looking to see what they're going to choose to put on shelf, having a brand like ours that's not only unique from a value proposition to the consumer, but unique in the sense of how we're partnering with really, I mean, when you see who the other guy is, I mean, pop culture stars. I mean, I would almost say icons. I don't know. That might be going too far, but you know,
but people who are you know of the moment, relevant to the current you know conversation.
Yeah, and for the supermarket buyer, that gives them great confidence that there's going to be people coming to the store aware of our brand that won't be willing to substitute. Right? If you go to your store. And you're a fan of 5 Seconds of Summer and, you know, you want to try this brand, you're not going to be able to just substitute out. Well, they don't have the Night Food. I'll just buy something else. No, you're going to go to the next store. And, you know, we view Night Food as a destination brand. If two stores in a region and one has Night Food and one doesn't, we think there are people, you know, who will drive past store A and shop at store B because store B has Night Food. So it's not like store A. It's not like the person spends $140 instead of $150 because they can't buy their two pints, right? It's that they don't even go to that store. They go to the other store that has the Night Food. And that is what's going to drive these category managers to feel like they can't afford to not put Night Food on their shelf because if the guy, you know, half a mile up the road has it and they don't and the product blows up like it's blowing up, then they're going to miss all of 2020, 20, and it's actually going to impact a lot more than just their average basket size. So, you know, that's a fear, and it's very real. And when you've got a brand that's blowing up like Night Food, you know, it's something that can happen. And I'm sure there are buyers that missed out on Halo Top just a couple of years ago, if they still have jobs, right? And nobody wants to make, I mean, you know, who wants to make that mistake, right?
No, this is that's very compelling. So that's a very compelling point you said about this being a destination product, and especially with this kind of celebrity tie-in, there is, you know, these guys have, you know, a very significant fan base, and I'm assuming a lot of these people like to eat ice cream. I mean, you know, it's a younger crowd. It's,
who doesn't, right?
It's right. Who doesn't? It actually makes a lot of sense because, you know, ice cream, again, I think we've talked about this on previous interviews. You know, it's such a as a consumer product, it's just such a fun product. So it's something where I could definitely see why you know, people want to get involved in it. It's very exciting. Can you you mentioned some other custom flavors? Can you maybe give a hint or talk about what the possibilities are for that going forward? Like what other people you might be talking to?
No, not really. You know, we don't want to, I mean, look, there's always a possibility. I mean, even last week we didn't talk about Michael and we didn't say, hey, we're talking to this big rock star, you know, because you just never know if a deal is going to come through. I don't want to talk about anything that hasn't come through in terms of, you know, saying it might be this one or that one. Just, we are talking to one other guy. I mean, we verbally came to terms just about 45 minutes ago and, you know, we still need to get the contract done. But then after that, you know, I mean, you know, it could be, I mean, I, you know, it could be anybody. It could be the next person, could be somebody that had a big TV show. It could be somebody that won an Olympic gold medal. It, you know, it could be The Rock. It could be Jennifer Aniston. It could be J-Lo or A-Rod. You know, who knows? You know, everybody eats ice cream just about, and it's a very, like you said, fun thing. And I do anticipate that we're going to start getting inquiries from some really interesting people. And I think, honestly, we're going to be getting inquiries from people that probably don't make the cut, you know, where somebody who's kind of almost famous or, you know, and we're just going to feel like they maybe can't pull the weight of having their own product. So, but I think that we're going to pretty soon have a lot of celebrities to pick and choose from.
So this is very exciting. So custom flavors is going to be how big, what percentage of your sales do you think that'll account for, you know, a couple of years out?
Well, it's not so much about necessarily the percentage of sales as much as it's about the awareness that it brings and the distribution that it drives.
Got it.
So most of these are going to be limited edition. Some of them, you know, may end up on shelf. Some of them may just be direct to consumer, right? But, you know, it's really about the ability to make people aware of the brand and let them know that we exist, let them, you know, motivate them to try Night Food and hopefully try multiple flavors, right? I mean, that's the point. If you could be the biggest Michael Clifford fan in the world, and if you're buying Night Food ice cream, wouldn't you also try Cherry Eclipse? Right? Wouldn't you also try our after dinner mint chip? So, you know, that's the idea. It's about bringing people very efficiently to the brand. It's not necessarily about whether or not these are going to be the biggest sellers. You know, if a celebrity wanted to do a flavor that was a little bit off, you know, off the beaten path, we'd probably do it if they had the right profile. Because, you know, we could come up with a lot of great flavors ourselves, Jack. It's not, we don't need, you know, the help of the celebrities to come up with flavors. It's about them having ownership of the development of that flavor that we've developed with them and for them, which is really interesting. And then them getting behind it and wanting to share it with their followers and fans. And that's really why we're doing it, is because it's a really great way to tap directly into their fan base and let them also connect and share something with their fans that's personal and special to them.
So, Sean, what are the kinds of news flow can we expect for the next couple of months? Next, let's call it taking us through, September, October.
Well, I mean, first of all, we've got, we were announced recently as finalists for three awards at the Global Dairy Congress, which is this week in Portugal. Those awards are going to be announced Wednesday night. So you never know. I mean, we've won awards before. We might win some more awards. That would be a great announcement, I think. We've certainly got other influencers and brand ambassador partnerships that we're hoping to nail down. Certainly, in August into September, we will be hitting shelves on that fourth supermarket chain that we haven't yet named, so we'll be able to name them. And then into the fall, like you mentioned, we'll be able to announce as we're getting into more chains. We're going to have hopefully big revenue numbers to announce coming up here. And gee, I can't think. I mean, is there any? So distribution, partnerships, awards, revenues. Is there anything I'm forgetting? Profitability for Q4. So just really the next few months is just going to be a whirlwind of activity and growth and just really milestones and we've done so much work here to lay the foundation. We've got a great product. We've got some great distribution, but I mean, really the next 6 months are just going to make the first 6 months look like things are moving in slow motion. I think it's just going to be an unbelievable ride.
Well, sounds very exciting. Sean, congratulations again on all the progress that you've made. And I look forward to following up with you sometime in October to get the latest.
Great. Thank you so much, Jack. Always a pleasure.